And for the next in a line of candidate interviews for local and regional and even state and federal offices, Joe Beaudreau is joining me now. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, George, for having me here.
You are
today.
So welcome. So you're running for mayor on the city council.
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about your background prior to coming to Florence. I mean, obviously, everybody knows you as the person who has a wonderful art store and that. But talk a little bit about what you were doing prior to that.
Well, I grew up in a small rural town, much like Florence. And after I graduated high school, I went to school at San Jose State, and I got my BFA. And once I graduated, I had an opportunity to move to the city of Big Shoulders in Chicago. And so after graduating from San Jose State, I moved to Chicago, and then I got a couple of positions at the University of Chicago, and I worked helping individuals get their PhD and MD, PhDs and PhDs at the university, more on the research side. And so I worked in the biomedical sciences cluster, helping kids do that sort of bench work. And then I transitioned over to the Pritzker School of Medicine, where I did student programs helping the enrolled medical students with various student programs that the school puts on, as well as graphic design work.
That's pretty cool. So then what brought you to the Florence area?
Well, my mom has been here for several years, and she had opened a Beaux Arts, Fine Art Materials, our small little art supply store here in town, inside of another business that gave us an opportunity. And that person was retiring. She didn't want to do that anymore. And the space was a little bit too big for us to take over because we were so small. And my mom said, hey, you know, why don't you come back over to the West Coast and take over and get out of Chicago? And I'm very thankful for that opportunity. I was a bit tired of the hour and a half drive to and from work every day. And so I wanted to get back to living in a small rural area where I knew I could make a difference.
Now, over the last few years since I've been here, you've been pretty involved when it comes to community things. I've seen you at a number of meetings standing up for the things that you believe in and that you would like to see happen around here. Why now? Why did you decide now to run for mayor of Florence?
Well, I initially started doing local government stuff in 2015, and I really got to see how the nuts and bolts of policymaking happened. And it was really phenomenal to be able to work with a group of 10 or so people to come together, play devil's advocate, go into detail, go broad thinking and whittle things down, and have great dynamic conversations to better our community. And that was really the basis of me getting involved with the area on a governmental level. Additionally, my participation in the Site Slav Vision and the Ford Family Foundation doing workshops and community group, community energizing groups, also played a huge role in that one person and one group and can make a beautiful difference for a small rural community.
So what are some of the things that you bring to the table here to position you to be in the mayoral position?
Well, the mayoral position is a really interesting position because it is just a city council person, and so you have to work with your fellow councilors. It's also a unique position, too, because it has ceremonial duties and some leadership roles. So I feel that with allowing people to also participate in that leadership role and talking and myself guiding that and sharing those roles, too, because I think that that's important to bring people along. We can do great things. So I look forward to leading the conversation, talking about uncomfortable things, and bringing additional voices to the conversation.
The next few years, there's a lot of things that people are talking about locally that are important. Affordable housing is one. The homeless situation is another. Some of the topics that some people don't believe belong at a city level of our size, like climate change and things like that, are things that a lot of people are talking about. How do you bring those groups together? How would you bring those groups together to start considering some of those things that may not be on the local radar, so to speak?
Yeah. So the issue of housing and affordable housing, there hasn't really been there has been talk on that, and there has been movement. And I have to give a shout out to the city and the planning and the committees working on those right now, that situation. But additionally, actual affordable housing is not talked about. It affordable means different things to different people, and it's not truly affordable for somebody, even like myself. I tried to get into the NEDCO housing, and I don't qualify for it.
Yeah, like
I'm a business owner.
The Dev Northwest, I think their averages are, I think the lowest is like 220 or something like that. And still, there's a lot of people. You know, you talk at hourly workers and things like that. People that serve the tourists that come in here, you know, need something a little bit more affordable than that.
Yeah, and not only tourists. The people who can't afford these housing situations that are going on here are people that are the backbone and the foundation of our community and make life worth living here. And so we need to give them credit and give them some opportunities to be able to have an affordable, safe, comfortable place to live.
Right. And I think that's what I was saying, was that the workers who support the tourists when they come in, the service workers, the hourly, you know, employees, the restaurant workers and stuff like that, are the ones that really need help finding affordable housing.
Yeah. And I think it is a big challenge, and it's something that may not be able to happen in 2 years, but we can get that conversation continuing and keep that group of people that are in desperate need of housing in mind. There's also numerous community groups that are working on transitional housing and things like that. So there's people doing that work now, and we can embrace that. We can take what they've learned and all of the energy that they have put forth and capture that and bring that to the next level.
Joe Boudreau, thank you so much for stopping in today. Now, I realize that, you know, we have a limited amount of time because we have so many candidates to get in there. But sure, certainly if people want to know more about where you stand on the homeless situation and stuff like that, they can contact you directly.
Yes, and that would be delightful. And I'm totally happy to have the conversations about homelessness, climate change, and more information about housing and other various dynamic issues that are going on here in Florence.
All right. Joe, I'll give you an opportunity to make a statement on your behalf. You know, to tell the voters there, you know, why they should vote for Joe Boudreau, and then we'll end there.
Well, I'm very excited to be here and ready to represent the people of Florence, not only people who are living in the city limits, but outside, and also people who may not be able to vote due to various reasons. I think that we're all a part of our community here, and we all need to be heard and understood and have dialogue within each other. And I hope that we can bring that back to the table in a safe and cohesive and productive environment.
Joe Boudreau, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you so much for having me. And if anybody has any more questions, they're more than welcome to reach me at joe4florence.com. That's joe4florence.com. Or you can reach me on my email, too, that way as well.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next, the other mayoral candidate and our current mayor, Joe Henry, on this edition of Our Town